So, Bill Owens, tell us, how is this going, this campaign of yours? I saw a poll that showed you out 8 points. That's pretty big in a district with more Republicans than Democrats. Are you pleased?
Well, you know, I think that from my perspective, you know, we've had a change of 40% in the district. The district has increased from about 14,000 square miles to almost 17. We've spent hours in the car getting out to meet people, driving around the district. You know, there are some interesting advantages that we have here. Much of my former partner Ron Stafford's senatorial district covers the rest of Essex County that I picked up, Warren, Washington, and northern Saratoga. He's a name that's well known. People know me from that relationship. I've done business for 30 years up and down the Northway. And when you get over into Fulton County in particular, I did business there for years. I have friends that I did business with. So I've, if you will, become reacquainted with many people I've known for 30 years, and that's facilitated this process.
Does incumbency help you?
I think it does. I think it does. I think that people can match what you say you will do with what you've done. And if you've been consistent, I think that's very much to your benefit.
There's an old story about Alvin Barkley telling the farmer, you know, you're going to vote for me. I've got one kid into West Point. I got the other kid out of the Army. I got your parity and this and that. And the guy says, what have you done for me lately? And the farmer says, what do you, well, all politicians know that story. But is it daunting when somebody who should be voting for you tells you they're not going to? Or does it never happen?
No, certainly it does. And, you know, I believe that if people have made that decision fairly, that that's quite reasonable. I mean, obviously, no one likes to hear that. But if people have gone through a process and said, I've evaluated what you've said, evaluated what you've done, and I disagree, that's fine. You know, that's just part of life, part of politics. We have that in our own homes all the time.
We do. Tell me about Democrats and Republicans in the district and farming. Farmers traditionally been Republicans, as I understand it. But there's a farm bill that's out there that has not gotten passed. And I understand that has brought some remonstration to the Republicans.
Well, my sense is, as you may know, the New York Farm Bureau is very supportive of me. I've worked very hard on farm issues. It's of great interest to me and also of great importance to both the old and the new district. We have lots of dairy farms. We have specialty crops, you know, apples. We have people who are doing crop farming. We have many small farms in the district. So there's a wide variety of ag, plus the tremendous ripple effect that ag has, which, you know, it reaches to the farm equipment dealers, to the grain folks. It reaches into the community because they pay real property taxes. They buy things in the stores. It's a huge economic factor in our communities, and it needs to be paid a lot of attention to, which I do.
But do you see that work paying off with the farmers?
Yes, I do. I get great responses from farmers in the district. They understand that I am not making a decision based upon being a D or an R. I'm making my decisions based upon what I believe is in their best interest as they communicate it to me.
There does seem to be some dirty fighting going on between you and your opponent, negative ads and the rest of it. What do you make of that phenomenon?
Well, you know, I think it's an unfortunate part of politics. And I do mean that seriously. I think it's an unfortunate part of what we're faced with. And, you know, it's trying to get the message out to people. In my case, I believe we're trying to create a contrast between the positions that I've taken for the last 30 years on Main Street and the positions taken by my opponent during his work on Wall Street.
Does it hurt when they say bad things about you?
Well, you know, no one likes to hear that, but I will tell you that I very rarely watch a commercial when they come on. I find that that certainly can be disturbing, but what I basically do is not pay a great deal of attention to TV during the election season.
Well, what about your staff? What if they say some reprehensible thing about you? Don't they have to be answered?
They do, and we do. You know, there's a constant flow of information out to the news media that goes up on our website in response to the allegations that are made by my opponent.
You live in a district that is primarily rural. Does that help you in terms of buying television and other time, as opposed to, you know, living in Manhattan and having to buy five state, you know, ads?
Well, you know, each market is a little bit different. We have three. We have Watertown, Plattsburgh, and Albany.
Right.
Certainly having three media markets requires more focus and attention. I don't think that makes a huge difference. Really, you use different tools when you're in different markets.
Does the national leadership in the House, the Democratic leadership, help you?
Certainly. As you know, they've helped as his leadership has helped him.
How do you do that? Do you have to go talk to Nancy Pelosi, or how do you convince them this is a race to invest in?
Well, I think, first of all, like everybody else, they look at the polls. And that certainly has a huge impact on their decision making.
So if they see it close, they're more likely to invest than if they don't.
I think that's a fair analysis.
Yeah. Now, I want to go to a different place, and that is the Obama election. As a blue dog Democrat, you have obviously got to walk a tighter line than somebody who is in a more liberal district. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I don't know that I have to walk a tighter line. The line that I have to walk is, first of all, what positions am I taking? Are they based upon facts? And how do they impact the district? And sometimes I'm in line with the president on an issue, and sometimes I'm not, because I'm making my decisions not on the position the president is taking, or for that matter, that the party is taking. I look at what are the facts, and then how is it going to affect the district.
You were endorsed by Governor Cuomo. He's more a blue dog Democrat than I think that we could say that President Obama is. What does that kind of endorsement mean to you?
Well, I think it sends a signal to the community and my constituents that he understands the positions I've been taking are likely based upon the same sets of criteria that he acts on, and I think he focuses on what are the facts and how is it going to affect the people of the state of New York. So I think we're in line philosophically there.
Does it help to have a governor endorse you like that?
I think that it does. I think particularly when the person is lined up philosophically with you.
I see. So he's got a 72% approval rating, and he is a more conservative governor than others, including his father, have been. So he becomes an asset. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And, you know, I guess I would distinguish a little bit the idea of conservative, and I would say I view him as being pragmatic.
Bill Owens, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. As I have said before, I always learn something from you, and you're not afraid to tell it like it is. I appreciate it very much. We'll be talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.